From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for November 25th, 2014. Texas farmers, ranchers, and growers have a lot to be thankful for this November, but they still face many challenges. Today, I talked with Dr. Travis Miller, Interim Associate Director for AgriLife Extension State Operations, College Station.
We're looking at a depressed price situation in our feed grains. Our corn and sorghum prices are pretty low. Cotton prices are low. So growers are going to be looking for an alternative that might make them a little bit of money. That encompasses most of the major crops that grow. The wheat prices are not quite as low relative to what we're seeing in the feed grains. The other issue is one we deal with every year, and that's drought in water supply situation. I say water supply because irrigated agriculture depends largely on water supply. We have to look at how much we have in the soil, which is impacted by rain, and then water supply. A lot of our surface water supplies that we depend on for agriculture are low. I noticed that the Colorado River Authority is seeking permission to deny water for rice production in a fourth year on the Gulf Coast. It's due to rain or lack thereof in that area west, north and west of Austin. We know that there's significant water supply issues through the rolling plains. Overall, we've had a lot more rain than we've had over the last several years, but there's parts of the state that are still way behind on rainfall, and long-term rainfall issues have led to water supply problems.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.